أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائم بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم
After the recitation of the verse, Huzoor says that the purpose of the establishment of Jamaat Ahmadiyya is to understand the piety and the righteousness and the unity of Allah, to establish this understanding, and in order to establish this, to be the practical example of that, and to establish that in the whole world, to establish the sovereignty of Allah Almighty, who has created the heavens and the earth, and there are a lot of His people. They are all spread over the world, and this universe is just a small part of the whole universe, this earth, that it's not more than a dot. So we who are called human beings, and some people say with great walk with great arrogance on this earth, they have got no significance at all. This is the blessing of Allah Almighty, that in spite of this insignificant position, has given us the position of being the best of the creation, best of His creations. And the purpose of our creation has been mentioned like this, that and Allah Almighty has also entrusted some task to us, and the purpose is that we should become His true worshippers. But the majority of the world is not ready even to ponder over this objective of their creation, because the worldly pursuits of this life has engulfed them and enveloped them in such a way that they are not able to pay any attention to this, and the Satan has caught them into his grip. But those people who are the believers of those who have been sent by Allah Almighty, and then they are acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty, these people, they do remember this purpose of creation, that Allah Almighty, who is the master of all the powers, who is mighty, dominant, who is the creator of the universe, heaven and earth, and He has created so many people, so many creations of Allah on this earth. That God Almighty is in order to establish His sovereignty and His supremacy and government on this earth, He does not have the need of any help from anybody. But He has drawn the attention of the people that I have created you, I have given you the permission with all this understanding that my prophets, the teaching that they are going to bring from me, you have to believe in that, or you have to deny that. This is your freedom, this is your choice, you can do whatever you like. But if you are employing your intellect properly and wisdom properly, then you will be among those who are believers and acting upon those teachings. So if you do so, in that case I will count you among those people who, those who are trying to establish my sovereignty and my kingdom in this life, and I will count you among the believers and not those who are following the Satan. So therefore Allah Almighty says that my servants are those who are actually acting upon the commandments which I have given them, those commandments which I have revealed through the prophets, and the obedience to those commands and that was made clear in the form of that last book given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now those are the people who are obedient, are those who are following the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following that teaching which is from Allah Almighty. According to these teachings, Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam,
Allah Taala ne
in total submission to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the promised Messiah was sent so that the distance which has been there between the created ones and the Creator, the distance which are all the time widening, so that He can finish off those distances and completely finish those and establish a true link between the creatures of Allah and the Creator. And this is the task of all of us, that we should now pursue this mission, and only then we will be counted among the members of the community and will be able to be counted among those who are discharging this responsibility well. And only then we will be able to be among those people who are trying to establish the kingdom of Allah on earth. Allah Almighty is the creator of heaven and earth and all that which is within that. I have already mentioned that point. He is omnipotent and He can do whatever He likes. He can have the dominance upon anyone or at any time He likes. And we are very humble servants of Allah. He is not actually in need of any help from us in order to establish His kingdom. Already the kingdom is Allah's. So Huzur says that Allah Almighty gave us the choice to all the human beings, that this is good, this is bad, and those people who consider me the one who is worthy of worship, they are worshipping me and they are always doing good things, they are firmly established on righteousness and they are further spreading these things in the world. And when these people are doing these things, then the kingdom of Allah will be those who are establishing that kingdom on the surface of the earth, and they will be rewarded to the best of their in the best form. And Allah Almighty says that in the life to come they would be entering into paradise. And as compared to this one, those who are establishing partners with Allah and leaving God and they are following those who are other than God, they will be punished. So this is not the need of Allah Almighty that people should worship Him, but it is the need of the people that they should first have full perception and understanding of that who is worthy of worship, and then to try to get His pleasure. Allah Almighty, He sends His prophets and establishes them for this very purpose, that through them the mankind could be able to understand who is their real worthy of worship, God who is worthy of worship. And those prophets are always fully submissive to Allah and also conveying the message given to them. And those who are opponents to these prophets, those who always oppress these people and do bad things against these people who are sent by Allah, then Allah Almighty shows the manifestation of His being mighty and makes these people dominant. Allah Almighty says in the holy, in so many places He has mentioned about the fact that He is the only one worthy to be worshipped, and those people who are opponents to the community of my Prophet, and those who are opposing the Prophet and their communities, those people who are truly worshipping me and understanding my message, and those who are people who are opposing them, I am going to punish these people. And I would completely wipe away their names. And sometimes it so happens, it happens quite a few times, but one can say that this is the special treatment of Allah with the prophets, that all the opponents, they become the source of learning lesson for others. If those people who are opposing the Prophet, if someone was saved, so even then he was made the object from which people could learn a lesson, as the people against the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the pharaohs, he was claiming to be God, and he was thinking that all these people are my subject, and they are under me, and who could be greater than me? And what is the position of God? When he saw the death in front of his eyes, he repented and sought forgiveness. And Allah Almighty said that now this has been decreed. Now the only thing is that your remaining life and your dead body, this would become a source of such thing from which people will be learning a lesson. That this was the one who used to claim God, and he became the source of learning lesson for others. And he is still today, until today, he is like that. So this fate and this end, was not done through any human beings. It was done by Allah Almighty, and that was through that water, the rise and the high and low tide of that was in the control of God, and it was done through that God. So therefore, so this worship is not required by Allah in order to establish His kingdom, but those people who are following His commandments, it is for them to give them the reward, and such a great reward and bounty, that you are establishing my unity and you are being counted among those people who are trying to establish my kingdom. So now look at the seal of the Prophet, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his kind treatment to him? Who was the Holy Prophet was established? He was the one who was sent to establish his kingdom throughout the world. An orphan child who was a very quiet person and who was very fond of remaining isolated from people, and Allah Almighty spotted this young boy, and Allah Almighty wanted to tell everyone that young boy who spent his childhood as orphan, who is always taking care of his things, and he might be very weak in the sight of the worldly people, but I have from very childhood chosen that person and prepared that person for that task, which is the guidance of the whole of mankind, and he is my true worshipper, and there is no one similar to him. From among the human beings, the person who is the true reflection of my attribute, then this is the perfect man. So therefore, O ye people living in Mecca, the person whom you are considering today to be very weak, this is going to be your ruler tomorrow. When you look at the early stages of the conditions, early conditions, and all the hardships they were coming his way, and all his followers, they were also subjected to these hardships and cruelty. And when you are think of those, you are really very much terrified. He was tortured, they planned to kill him, and they planned for that, but the victory of Mecca ultimately is something which is a proof of the fact that that God Almighty, who is the worthy of worship, who is mighty and wise, and to whom he always worshipped, the Holy Prophet ﷺ always worshipped that God, and that true lover and that true servant of Allah, he became victorious. And the non-believers of Mecca, their idols and the statues, which were more than 300, they did not avail anything to these people, and which they had made against God, they were of no benefit and no use at all. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ أَرُونِي الَّذِينَ أَلْحَقْتُمْ بِهِ شُرَكَاءَ كَلَّا بَلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So you say that show me those things which we have set up as partners with Allah Almighty. Not like that. Allah Almighty is the one who is perfect and having full dominance and control over the people. So Huzur says, therefore, this victory of Mecca and the life of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, in which to the all parts of Arab kingdom and to other parts of the world, the spread of Islam, that is actually is a very clearing proof of the might and the sovereignty of that being who is really worthy of worship. And and those people who believed in that, they became those people who established the kingdom of earth, the kingdom of Allah on earth. Those things which they made partners with Allah and set up in Khana Kaaba, those were not of any avail at all. They did not give them any benefit. The dominance was gained by that mighty God, and that lies in his obedience. There is no wisdom in worshipping idols and statues. That is the challenge of Allah Almighty. You show me that, but they won't be able to show anything. If there is anyone whom you consider to be having any power against God, show that one, and they won't be able to show, and they won't be able to do like that. Then the period of the Holy Prophet ﷺ has not finished with his demise, or after the demise of his successors. Actually, in every century, the kingdom of Allah Almighty, in order to establish that kingdom in the hearts of the people, and in order to make the people recognize that true God, Allah Almighty has been establishing Mujaddids, the reformers. And then, and according to the prophecies and the glad tidings of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then came the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at his early age, early life. He was He was completely not interested in worldly things from the very early childhood, and was not being paid attention by his family members because that he was only loving Allah Almighty. Sometime the family members did not even take care of his food. But when the Allah Almighty supported him and helped him and chose him, then the same person who was being said that you go and find out in some corner of the mosque that he is so shy just as young girls and doesn't like to come in front of the people, the same weak person, then the same person became he became the true worshipper of Allah Almighty, and through him the whole world witnessed the manifestation of knowledge and wisdom that they were extremely put to shame. He was called a magician. Today the knowledge which he has presented, people look at that knowledge with great respect and honor. There are many Arabs, when they read his Arabic writings, they write to me that these writings, this has been written only by such a person who has been extremely blessed with the divine assistance and help. Today those people who believe in him, they are to be found in various corners of the earth, and this is quite a good proof of the fact that Allah Almighty, whichever way he likes, he establishes his kingdom. Allah Almighty makes us to have contact with those people. He is giving us the understanding of his being the real one to be worshipped, so that we can establish the kingdom of that Allah who is truly to be worshipped and become receiving the blessing of Allah Almighty. So we should always remember that these were the prayers of that person in Arab, the prayers which he did at night time, which revived the dead back to life. And nowadays it is again the prayers of that great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are going to make the same change. And if we are getting any fruit to our humble efforts, and we are that is because of him, and we are just being called those people who are establishing the kingdom of earth, this is just a blessing of Allah upon us. And this fruit will be available to us as long as we are totally submissive to Allah and following the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam gave us the understanding, the full conviction and understanding and perception of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that a messenger came to Allah so that he could give ears to those who are deaf. And those people who have been deaf for centuries, they may be able to listen. Who is blind and who is deaf? Those who has not accepted the unity of Allah, and those who have not accepted that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has established the unity of Allah once again. The same Holy Prophet who converted these savages, the uncivilized people, to civilized people. And then from that, the person with good manners and good manners, and then from that mannered person, he converted that with the color of Allah. And those who really have the perception of Allah Almighty, he was the son of the light, truthfulness, and at the feet of him, thousands upon thousands of people, they were given the new spiritual life. So these people who further progressed from this stage, these were the people who were blessed with the blessing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
اور آن حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بعثت کا
And the purpose of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advent was this one, that he should be able to make the people recognize their creator. And his true follower, his real follower, the purpose of his advent is also the same. The purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and those people who believe in him, their purpose should also be the same. Those who are truly following him, their objective should also be the same. Just the etiquettes and morals and behavior, that should not be the only thing. But the true lovers are those who try to become worshipping Allah Almighty in the true sense of the term. And they should also let the people know about this treasure which has been given to them. The people who just have good manners and good etiquettes, and they do not have any inclination towards God, then Khalifatul Masih Sani has mentioned about those people in which was attended by very educated people and very highly civilized, and those very sober type of people were attending that meeting. So some people mentioned in that very meeting that we are fed up with this artificiality, and people are too much given to that one, and this thing has made our life very difficult. So today we are all sitting like friends. This meeting should be very informal. As Muslim Aud Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu says that within the manners and etiquettes, the meeting will be held, but there was so much disorder and such things which were very, very mean, they were being done there. It was difficult to sit there. Some time ago somebody told me that in Pakistan, the so-called civilized, educated people are there, in their meetings, sometimes so base and so meaningless and absurd sort of things take place. No Ahmadi or even any ordinary civilized person, it will be difficult for him to sit in those meetings. So these would be the ways of those people who are going away from from Allah Almighty, those who do not have the true recognition of that Allah. And these people do not try even to recognize God. The one who is worthy to be worshipped in true sense of the term, that his recognition will be done at that time when there is piety and righteousness, and only then the people will be able to be called those who are establishing the kingdom of God, when they have good manners and also their religious manners and their way of their talk and their whole life is really exemplary. So in this age, the people with good manners and those people who are attached to Allah Almighty, those are the people who have actually done the bath of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and they have recognized that true God. And the victories, and the true victories will be coming our way only at that time when we are trying to become good-mannered and believing in Allah Almighty. And we will recognize God Almighty, and in order to achieve our objective, every Ahmadi should firmly take hold to this basic principle, that our progress, our victory, whether it is individual or it is collective or Jamaat, the secret of that lies in this thing, that we should be worshipping Allah Almighty, who is really worthy to be worshipped. In various places Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to this principle. The history of all the prophets is a witness to this thing, and today the victory of the believers is actually attached to this one, attached to this principle. Today I would like to present certain verses of the Holy Quran in which he has mentioned that he is the only true one to be worshipped, and the verse which I recited in the beginning, Huzur says, So says, this is from Surah Al-Imran. Allah Almighty says in that one that Allah Almighty gives the witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Him. And the angels also bear the same witness that with full knowledge and with justice that He is the only one to be worshipped. He is the mighty, He is the wise. And the verses before that, the seeking forgiveness of those who believe in Allah is mentioned, and those people who always tell the truth, very obedient, they are always spending in the way of Allah and get up in the middle of the night and they seek forgiveness of Allah from at night time. Those are the people who really recognize the oneness of Allah, and they actually establish the kingdom of Allah in their hearts and spread the same in the world. So this witness which has been given by Allah Almighty that there is none other worthy of worship than other than me, and the knowledgeable people and the angels, they also bear the same witness. And this witness is not an ordinary thing. Allah Almighty is saying these things in so many words, that these people who are knowledgeable, who are those people? These people, first of all, are the prophets of Allah. And similarly, those people who follow the teachings and believe in those teachings given by the prophets, such people, those who do not worship Allah Almighty, whatever, however knowledgeable they may declare themselves to be, but whatever claim they may make, but the witness of Allah, the testimony of Allah is that they may be knowledgeable in worldly matters, but the religious side is totally blank. And from that aspect they are blind. They are forgetting these things who present this idea that God forbid if Huzur says that the most knowledgeable people are the prophets of Allah Almighty. So this allegation which is put against Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the allegation of the people which has been attributed to him by the people later on. But he himself never declared himself to be God, and he could not have said like that, because Allah Almighty has never asked him to do like that. According to the Holy Quran, these people are not, those who are saying like this, they are not to be called the really knowledgeable people. Allah Almighty is mighty, He is powerful, He is the dominant. He is the mighty and He has got every power. Does He need any helper to establish Himself as the worthy to be worshipped? If there is somebody else along with God, then everybody will be doing according to his might, and there will be total chaos and lawlessness in the world. The concept which Allah Almighty has given is that each and every action of God is full of wisdom. Is it wisdom that one should establish another person like him, another God like him? Even an ordinary sane person would not be doing like that, which is devoid of wisdom, that anybody within the same circle should be having equal responsibility, equal power, and interfering with his management. Then how can God Almighty, who is mighty and who is wise, people attribute such wrong things to Allah Almighty? Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Mumin,
لِيَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ.
The last part is وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ. Are you inviting me that I should deny God or set up any partner with Allah? And I am the one, and I am calling you to that God who is mighty and who is most forgiving. So this is the answer of those knowledgeable people which Allah Almighty has taught them, then the messengers taught the other people, those who followed them. In other occasions Allah Almighty says that the way you are calling me, what is the argument for that? should I believe in such gods who do not have any power to give me any harm or benefit? These are the things in talk of those people who do not have any knowledge. My Allah Almighty is powerful, who is most forgiving. When I submit to Him, when I seek forgiveness from Him, then He forgives. So these are the talks of the ignorant people. You can do that, but not me. Who has been given the full perception of the attributes of Allah Almighty, because Allah Almighty has filled me with the light of Allah, light of faith. And before that, Allah Almighty has mentioned that you tell them that I call you to salvation and you invite me to destruction. So I am calling you towards omnipotent God, and you are inviting me so that you should come to that God, submitting, seeking forgiveness. Whatever excesses you have committed, may Allah forgive that, and you may be saved. And when you are going to increase in your faith, then you are establishing high standards of your worship. Then Allah Almighty says, then there are further stages of achievements. And Allah Almighty says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that those believers have become successful. They have achieved the purpose. They not only saved from the sins, but those people who progress in faith, those who say that we are going to establish the kingdom of Allah, then they come closer to God Almighty, and they are given their supplications, whatever they ask for. And then they attain higher and higher stages of their achievement. So this is the status of those who establish true relation with their Allah Almighty. That the stages of their progress, they never finish. And this is an unending process of going higher and higher. Now, is it anyone who would like to get into the punishment of fire? Can anybody think like this, that he should be inviting the wrath of Allah Almighty? No sane person can do so, and not go to those high stages of success which Allah Almighty has made available to those people. Allah Almighty says, مَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ كَقَدْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَبِيُونَ, that these people have not been grateful to Allah as it should be, and Allah Almighty is the one who is really having the dominance. If you do not guess God Almighty in view of your own strength and powers, and do not consider that His powers are also limited. He is very mighty, very powerful, omnipotent, and there is no end to His power and His ability. And you do not have the full understanding of His strength and His power. So remember, Allah Almighty is very powerful, and He has got every power, as a matter of fact. So it is not possible for human beings to have the full understanding and conviction of that, perception of that. You look at the creation of heaven and earth, so then you can have some assessment that such wonderful things have been created by Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, connecting these previous verses, he says that Allah Almighty mentioned regards the other people who are worshipping, that these people, they worship those things which are other than Allah. And if these people whom they worship, if we...
مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَبِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ.
Huzur translates this verse that the objects whom you consider to be God, that if all together, if they want to create a fly, they won't be able to do so, even if one of them, all of them, they are helping one another. And if the fly takes away something from them, they won't be able to retrieve it from that. And these people are very weak in their wisdom and knowledge. Is Allah like that? Allah Almighty is the one who has got the maximum power, more than anybody else, and He is the most dominant. Nobody can catch Him, nobody can kill Him. And they do not really appreciate the greatness of Allah Almighty, how the God should be. And Allah Almighty is mighty and wise. So those people who really truly understand the attributes of Allah Almighty, this has been given to us by the promised Messiah salatu wasalam. Other people cannot reach that. The other Muslims nowadays, in spite of the fact that they believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they do not have the full understanding of the attributes of Allah Almighty. In spite of believing Him to be all-powerful, they have certain beliefs unknowingly, which takes them into the field of setting up partners with Allah. For example, they believe that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is alive in heaven. Many of them still have this belief. And they believe that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam created the birds in the physical sense. Allah Almighty says that all these people who are made God, as compared to God, they cannot create a fly. How is it possible that somebody should have created so many birds? As Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned one incident of the life of the Holy Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, it is a joke. Jusim Maud alayhi salatu wasalam asked a mullah that the Messiah created some birds, and so now the birds which are flying, some will be created by God, some by Jesus. So can you make a distinction between the two, which are created by God and which are created by the Messiah, Masih Nasri? So then the mullah said in Punjabi, this is very bad, this is very difficult. They are now all mixed up. So now it is very difficult. They are all mixed up. I can't make any distinction between those created by God and created by Jesus Christ. So in the air, it is very difficult to recognize which is which. So this is the condition of such mullahs, following whom the innocent people, they are just spoiling their faith. So the Ahmadis, Huzur says, they should always be submitting to this one God who is the source of all powers, who is the creator of everything. No one can compete in His powers. And this is the kingdom of Allah. And how this is the way to establish the kingdom of Allah in the hearts of people. Allah Almighty says that greatness belongs to Him in heaven and earth, and He is the one with full dominance. And so we should always be submitting and submissive to this Allah Almighty with complete dominance, who has got complete dominance, and we should avoid setting up partners with Allah. And we should fully understand that He is the one worthy to be worshipped, none else. And He is the source of all might and power. He is mighty, He is full of wisdom, and we have to be closely connected with Him. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that our paradise is our Allah, and our high enjoyments are with Allah. We have seen Him, and we found every beauty in Him. This wealth is worthy to be taken, whatever at any cost. And this is the wealth we have to acquire by sacrificing everything. O ye believers, you run towards this fountain. This is the fountain of life. This will give you life. This will save you. How should I make this thing well placed in the hearts of people? And how should I make the people understand that this is your God, and through which medicine should I treat so that the ears of the people should open to listen this message? And that mighty and true God, and each particle of our body and soul submits to that God. And it is each and every particle of this universe has been because of that person, because of that Allah Almighty. And nothing is outside His knowledge and domain, nor out of His area of creation. And thousands upon thousands of durood and salam and blessings they should be on that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through whom we have found this living God who speaks to the people and becomes the proof of his existence. And he shows so many signs, and then he shows us his beautiful face. So we have found that prophet who has shown us the God Almighty, and we found that God through his unlimited power. He has shown us all manifestations, and without his blessing nothing has been created, and nothing is there which can sustain without the help of Allah. That true God of Allah, he is the full of manifestations, he is full of beneficence, and there is no God but Allah Almighty. So therefore, in order to achieve our objective, Huzoor says we should have such a link with Allah Almighty, and we should always try that by looking at that relationship, and so that the manifestation of his attribute of mighty should be shown, and looking at the desire of our desire to get closer to God Almighty, and also our progress and dominance, then even the opponent should be saying, as Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ, that many a time these disbelievers, many a time they wish that they should have been Muslims. So the standards of our worship, the dependence on Allah Almighty, and our objective, until it goes to that standard that the other people are going to appreciate and admit that, up to that stage our claim of that we are the true worshippers of Allah Almighty, and our effort in order to achieve our objective will not be complete in the true sense. These things are not to be done to show to other people, but not for any reward from people. And it is not to be done for this purpose, but it should be for this purpose, that we are the ambassadors of the Jamaat of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and our objective is to establish the kingdom of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the universe. This is a big challenge in the world today, and every Ahmadi should accept this challenge as a matter of fact. May Allah enable us, the true worshippers of Allah Almighty, one God, and also enable us to understand the purpose of our creation.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر